Okay, so can you please start by stating your name, your classification, and major?
Yes, my name is Jorge Martinez. I am a senior, and I'm majoring in mathematics.
So how long have you lived on campus, and when was your first semester?
So I started living on campus in the spring of 2021, and I started attending St. Mary's in the fall of 2018.
What were your expectations when you first came to live on campus?
Coming back, or living on campus, it was right around COVID was, you know, a huge thing. So something I was really looking forward to was, you know, safety protocols, making sure that they were mandating at least masks within buildings, making sure that I was as safe as possible, and hoping they would take care of any, you know, outbreaks within the university.
And how did you feel about it being your first time living on campus?
I started living on campus because I needed an escape from home. I had a pretty bad experience living at home, taking classes online, and so I just figured being in an area with my peers, with people my own age, I felt like that would be best for me. And sort of got that while living on campus, but, you know, still living, I guess, in my dorm because not many options were available as it was before COVID. But I still felt like it was the right move for me.
Were you concerned about COVID?
Not necessarily. I got vaccinated as soon as I could. I think for me, my biggest issue was, like, working. During this pandemic, I work at a middle school, and a lot of the students that I work with are not qualified to get the vaccination, and so there was a lot of, like, struggle with, like, teachers and students, you know, wearing face masks and all that. And so, fortunately, that wasn't really an issue that spring because we were meeting through Zoom, and what I didn't want to do was either get my students sick, my coworkers sick, or bring anything around because I'm going from place to place.
On your first semester living on campus, were most of your classes online or in person?
I had one class in person and the rest were online, and that class being a rehearsal class for the production that we did that semester. And so everything else was online.
I see. What services did you take advantage of while living on campus?
I did contact like student life and I believe also the counselors, because I was going through something, and again, it was the reason why I started living on campus, and so they were nice. They reached out, so I was glad to use those services while living on campus.
Do you believe that it was easier to use those services because you were living on campus?
I don't think so, because, you know, we met through Zoom, so I felt like even if I was at home, it'd be just as easy because it was an email away, mm-hmm. and I didn't have to, like, go to a facility.
Are you aware of what services there are for you as a student?
Yes.
And what student facilities did you get in contact with? Or are there any student facilities that you wish you had came in contact with that you didn't?
I think, if anything, maybe financial aid, especially with the concern of my GPA, especially how I did academically during the online semester or semesters. Just making sure that, you know, I would be able to bounce back up or, you know, keep my scholarships, especially after those poor performances. And, mm-hmm. and just making sure that there was an open, you know, communication between the two of us. But besides that, I don't think so.
Were you in contact with the Office of Student Retention, or did they try contacting you?
Yes, they did. It was, I think, near the end of the fall semester of 2020 where they contacted me because I think one of my professors had reached out to them to reach out to me, concerned with my performances in class, because they noticed that my grades started to decline after a certain point.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that your interactions with them were beneficial to you as a student?
I think so, because I was able to open up to them, and they were able to recommend me to get counseling, and, you know, they want us to succeed and just ensure that we're doing our best.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very helpful and ensuring to know that, you know, I wasn't alone and was able to get the help that I needed.
What was the most difficult part of living on campus?
I would say finding a work environment that isn't my dorm or the commons. I think I used to, before COVID, I was able to go to the commons pretty freely and not be very self-conscious, or I would just go to Rector. But because of COVID-19, and the restrictions, I didn't feel very comfortable going to the commons, especially because, you know, people have their face masks off, and just a very, like, socially, like, moment for me. And so it was just very difficult to find a space where I could, you know, de-stress and also work at the same time, because I find my room to be a non-work area for school, because that's where I want to de-stress, and that's an area where I don't want to bring extra work to. So I think that was my biggest challenge.
What was the most beneficial part of living on campus?
Honestly, the food. Being with, go to the cafeteria whenever I wanted to get those meals. Seeing people my own age. That was honestly the best thing for me, because living at home, I had my parents and my sister, and that was pretty much it. Didn't have an excuse to leave the house too much, so I was kind of just cooped up in my room for most of fall of 2020, and just being able to, have a friend or two to go out and get food with was just super, super nice.
What was your experience like from last semester to this semester? Is there any differences?
Definitely, I have an area where I can work at. I feel like I'm a little bit more free. I definitely think this semester was a little bit better in terms of just being able to go to a classroom, whereas just I had to just log into Zoom last semester. So, but at the same time, it just still feels a little weird, because I think we're still coming back from that online semester through Zoom. So it's still a little funky. I don't think it's like where we were 2 years ago prior to COVID-19, but I still think it's like a step forward, mm-hmm. at least.
Did you utilize any student support services this semester?
I just think it was student life, and it was just to inform them of my situation currently with family, which I won't go into detail, mm-hmm. but I think that was pretty much it this semester.
How would you rate their experience with you?
Again, it just feels like it's just now everything's an email away. I think everything going online, it made everyone adapt to an online format. Being able to just respond to an email immediately has made communication a lot more smoother, hopefully, and faster because of that. So just felt like it was easier just to send an email than go to the facility itself, because why would I? Because I could just send an email now.
Mm-hmm. Would you recommend for students to live on campus?
Depending on your situation, obviously it's a very big investment financially. I think that's just the case with any university that you attend. But if you do want to get some social interaction in your life, I would recommend living on campus, even in this pandemic. I feel like being able to see people my own age consistently really helped me out. I get my social interaction from seeing people in person. And so that's something that I really did lose during the online semester. I just lost all social interaction. And when I came back, kind of forgot how to talk to people for a minute, because I was like, oh, yeah, how do I do this again? And so I definitely would recommend, if someone is interested, and now granted, if you live by campus and you can have like a 10-minute drive to campus, then, you don't have to live on campus. But there are other perks, like, you can wake up pretty late and have a 5-minute walk towards your classes. So living on campus definitely does have its benefits. So, but you have to also weigh out the cost of it. So I would recommend living on campus.
Overall, how would you summarize your experience living on campus?
It is very liberating, being on my own, moving away from my parents and just knowing that, it's on me now and I can basically do whatever I want. Someone yelling at me and it's waking up on my own. So I do enjoy it. I just wish, it wasn't during a pandemic semester, so that we would have access to everything. It's like, for example, I'm living in Chaminade and we don't have access to the kitchen right now because of the pandemic, which kind of sucks, but it is what it is. So it would be nice to have access to everything that I could have had, but again, you can't control everything that you do. So that's the only exception, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Have you been concerned about the COVID-19 pandemic this semester compared to last semester?
I would say I was a little worried about another lockdown occurring, especially because I was noticing numbers were increasing before the semester began during the summer. And so I was a little worried about another lockdown mid-semester, and I think I wouldn't be able to handle another online semester. So that was my biggest concern, was another lockdown. But in terms of getting COVID itself, I feel like I am pretty precautious when it comes to my interactions, with some exceptions, and I try to limit my exposure to other people. So I wasn't concerned catching it. I was just concerned with other people's actions causing a lockdown.
What advice would you give to incoming students that this semester, this was their first time coming back to campus, and they are trying to live on campus during a pandemic? What advice would you have for them, if any?
So these are students that are coming back from an online semester. Just trying to find that social group again, because, I don't know, for me, I'm very introverted, and it's very hard for me to reach out to people. And so try to find those old friends that you used to talk to, because, you know, it's going to be really, really hard to find those spaces again, or at least if, in my eyes, it has been. And respecting the protocols that St. Mary's has established for COVID to ensure that we're all safe, or as safe as it can be. You know, that means like wearing masks indoors or unless you're eating, and, you know, respecting other people's spaces, because I feel like you can sit down next to somebody, but they may not be comfortable with that, and they may not tell you something until you leave or whatever. So just respect other people's spaces and find friends. I think that's the biggest thing, is just find people to talk to.
Hmm. Thank you so much.
Of
that
course.
Concludes our interview.
Awesome. Of course. Is there anything else?